This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is Apostle Brian on the program called Salt and Light. It is the 23rd of December, 2025. We are 2 days away from Christmas, the Christmas shopping and the Christmas celebration.
Christmas feelings,
and I have some Christmas feelings. I hear the jingle bells. Praise be to God. So we're going to talk a little bit about Christmas and the true meaning of Christmas. I've got my beautiful wife here in studio with me, Pastor Delia. Pastor Delia, don't you want to say hello to the Christmas people?
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Salt and Light, as you, Apostle Brian, so graciously said earlier on. Yes, this is. It's 2 days before Christmas. I know that many are excited, especially the children, excited for what gifts they're going to receive. Our prayer and our desire for each and every person today is that we just celebrate the reason for the season. And the reason we know is Jesus Christ, our Savior, the one that redeemed us from the pit of sin and slavery to sin. He is the one we celebrate. He is the one that we remember. He is the one that came to earth, humbled himself, became of no reputation, so that we may receive all that God intended for us to receive before the beginning of time. He restored our authority back to us, the same authority that Adam and Eve lost in the garden because of listening to the enemy, to the serpent. They handed over the authority. They handed over that which God graced them and blessed them with. And so Jesus came to the earth and took back our authority. Amen. And that is absolute reason to celebrate him. That is more than enough reason to celebrate Jesus, that he restored us back to God. He reconciled us back to God, our Father, our friend, our confidant, the one that walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the night. We can once again enter his presence. The veil was torn in two. Oh, and yeah, I'm already starting to preach. But I hope that you guys are having a wonderful time. Please don't shopping all of that hard work money for the year, the
Remember,
bonuses.
Back to school is coming.
Back to school is coming. So please don't spend all that money. Shop wisely, spend wisely, and know that it's all about Jesus.
And I really feel an excitement in the air, you know, as we going through the shopping malls, and you know, there's just an excitement, you know, for as people doing their shopping. You know, there's truly, you know, this time of the year, there is, you know, tell it, say it if you don't want to say it, but there is an excitement. People are generally more happier, more excited, and it's good, and it's really awesome to have that. But what I leave by the listeners, you know, even today, you know, as my dear wife said, that Jesus is the reason for this season, I believe. And not only for this season, but, you know, we are so privileged because of the birth of Christ, you know, because of his birth, you know, we can celebrate not only on Christmas Day, but we can celebrate every day that, you know, we have this relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, he's with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. So even as we open up our gifts on Christmas, the gifts that you're going to get and receive, you know, also just remember, just take cognizance that Jesus is the greatest gift. He
Amen.
Was sent from his Father. The Bible says in the book of John 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that he gave. So he gave us Jesus. And that means because Jesus came, he came to bring peace and goodwill to all mankind. And through ages of scripture and through the lives of today, we see that everybody this time, there's an awareness. Even the Muslim people, the Jewish people, Christian people, whatever people, everybody know globally globally, that is Christmas. And I want to say today to someone today that Christ is a must. Amen. Christ must. Christ must. He had to come in the form of a baby in a manger to all mankind to receive the grace, the goodwill, and the love of God upon His Son, Jesus Christ. And so we ought to celebrate Him, lift up holy hands, and declare that God is good. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go back to a song. And please enjoy the song. But when we come back, we're going to unpack what the true meaning of Christmas is. God bless you.
Welcome back, everybody. I trust that you enjoyed that song. So as we said, it's 2 days before Christmas. It's a festive time that we think of the birth of Jesus. We remember the birth of Jesus and why He's come to the earth. And that in itself is so profound, you know, that God prepared this plan of redemption before the beginning of time. When Adam and Eve fell in the garden, when they ate the fruit that they were not supposed to eat, if we read in Genesis 1 and 2, when they ate the fruit that they were not supposed to eat and they were deceived by the enemy, God already had the plan, Jesus. Because when Jesus spoke to to Pilate, He said, "Before Abram was, I am." So He was there at the beginning of time. He was there when Adam and Eve fell in the garden. He may not have been in human form, but He was in word form, because He is the Word. Amen. And so He was there, and God had this plan of redemption all along. He knew that He would send Jesus Christ to the earth. He knew that Mary would be born, the Virgin Mary would give birth to Jesus Christ. He knew that Jesus would overcome. The Bible says that for this reason was the Son of God made manifest. He was made manifest, meaning He was created for such a time that He could destroy the works of darkness. For this reason was the Son of God made manifest, to destroy the works of darkness. So He was sent to the earth for a purpose, a plan. God is so meticulous in His planning. It was not by surprise, or it wasn't by accident, that He had to be born in a stable. The very stable that Jesus was born in was already a symbol and a outward
reflection
on God's plan, that He had to be born in a stable because He became the Lamb of Atonement. He would initially become the sacrificial lamb that would take away the sin of man and that would restore man back to authority. Amen. That would restore man's dominion back to them. Isn't that so, Apostle? Am I getting ahead of myself here?
No, I'm still with the 15 kinds of meat, and you are there with the, you know. You're preaching already. I'm there with the 15 kinds of meat, where people is that song that Tracy Carter sings, you know. It's time for Christmas. Oh, and so I'm thinking of the 15 kinds of meat. I'm thinking of the tongue, the boat, the salt place, yes, Jesus truly is the reason for the season. And for me, Pastor Delia, you know, when I look at this time, it's a very significant time, because, you know, also there's a lot of people at this time that has lost loved ones. There's a lot of people you know, what we don't experience, we believe it does not exist. But there's a lot of people that is in old age homes that will never get the visit. There's people, you know, that is incarcerated. You know, there is people that is without their loved ones. It's a very difficult time, even for some people that is in hospital with cancer. I remember that one Christmas, we were just, as a family, we said to our children, you know, we're just not going to do the normal Christmas for us that particular year. And instead of, you know, doing the 15 kinds of meat and all of that, the painting of the house, and we decided that we're going to just offer that Christmas as a sacrifice to the Lord. And we then took our children to the hospital. And you remember, Pastor Delia, and then there was this particular lady, and we were praying. But the lady was very hard. You know, you couldn't break through. You know, she was very cold. And we all tried. We've ministered to her, myself and Delia. And then we just asked our son, Liam, you know, Liam, won't you just want to pray for this lady? And I tell you, man,
Liam was like eight years old, small boy.
And something broke when Liam began to pray for this woman. You know, something
in his childlike faith.
In his childlike faith, you know, it broke. And the lady started to weep. And you know, God was moving. So there's a lot of lonely people out there in Christmas. People are stuck in old age homes, you know, where they are just forgotten, you know. And I want to just remind someone this afternoon, you know, maybe you have a mom or a dad or whoever, uncle, you know, please go make time for that uncle, that mom, your dad. Please go visit them because why, you know, people find it very difficult at this time where they have lost a loved one. You know, a woman lost a husband, you know, and they can't come to terms with this, you know. But here comes this awesome day, you know, that's called Christmas. And we can extend Christmas, and you know, we on this day, on Christmas, in this period of time, we can be the extension of the hands and the feet of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We could be that Christ for them, you know, Christ in the physical, you know, by doing good works. Because, you know, we are called to do good works, you know, no matter. I mean, obviously, people are putting presents under a tree, you know what I'm saying? But even this time, you know, why don't we as families truly unite? You know, because there's so many families that's living in division. You know, it's no use putting presents under a tree, you know, for your loved ones. But with your family members, you know, family members that you didn't speak to for years, you're still living, you know, in a place called Cross, and, you know, you don't understand them. You know, this is truly a time for peace and goodwill and harmony. This is the reason why Christ came. He came to bring restoration. He came, you know, to bring the gift of salvation, you know, where truly people can talk. You know, there's a difference, Adelia, when you talk about someone whom you don't know. But when you talk about someone who you know,
Amen.
That is the difference, because many people will celebrate a Christ whom they don't know, whom they did not receive as Lord and Savior.
Mm.
You know, He came as the Savior of this world. Yes. He came as the Lord of this world. And so today, you know, even as you celebrate with your family Christmas, the real meaning of Christ is Christ Himself. Jesus Christ, the Christ that will come. And it was prophesied, Pastor Delia, that Christ will come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Isaiah, in the book of Isaiah, it speaks of the Christ that will come, you know, that will come in a stable. It speaks, it gives a whole outline, you know. So Christ came on purpose. Christ didn't just come for the 15 kinds of meat to eat. Christ came on purpose. And today, I want to encourage someone today that if you, amen, have a relationship with Christ, you know, you can make Him your Lord and your Savior, you know, except of eating the food and the paint and the house that is painted, you can make Him the Lord of your life. The Bible states in John chapter 3 verse 16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. You know, Christ came in the fullness. You know, He came in the form of flesh.
Mm.
The Bible say, why would a God come in the form of flesh? Why would you think, Pastor Delia, why would a God come in the form of flesh? Why would you think that?
He came in flesh because He gave dominion to man. He gave the earth to man. So He had to come as a man, because that is the format of dominion and authority in the earth. So He had to come. And like you said, because He loved the world so much, you know, He came as a man to deliver man from the enemy. And
sure.
So He had to take on the form of man.
Okay, and I agree with you 100%, Pastor Delia. But I also believe He came in the form of man or flesh to identify with us. So whatever you're going through, whatever you're facing, it does not catch God by surprise.
Yes.
You know, if people betray you, you know, he was betrayed, you know, so we have no excuse. So he came in the form of flesh to identify, you know, with us. So that when you come to God, you know, through Jesus Christ, he is not ashamed of you. He can relate. You know, when you come with your burdens, he says this word, for my burden is light, you know, and my yoke is easy. So Christ understands. And that's why I believe he came in the form of flesh. And so today, if we celebrate, when we celebrate Christmas, you know, when we sit with our loved ones, just know that God loves you with an everlasting love. And maybe you feel lonely, and maybe you feel, you know, nobody understands you. There is a Christ who does, and he loves you without a shadow of a doubt. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to go back to a song. But when we come back, I'm going to talk to us about the reality of Christ in our hearts.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen. Welcome back, everybody. So we are talking this afternoon about Christmas, all things Christmas. Apostle Brian was sharing about the reason why Jesus came, you know, and as we celebrate, as we think of the Lord in this time, as we acknowledge, you know, that God sent his son, his only begotten son, Jesus Christ. He sent him into the world so that he could die and that we could be redeemed. And I was saying earlier, you know, God had a meticulous plan before the beginning of time. He already had a plan of redemption for man. He knew that man would fall, you know, but he did not want to make us robots, that we would just simply just obey every word, you know, like a robot, and not have reason, not be able to choose. So he gave man one gift, and that was the freedom to choose. That's why he placed the tree of good and evil in the middle of the garden, so that man could always make a choice as to what man wanted, you know, the power of choice, because he did not want robots. He wanted man to freely choose him, freely choose him. Amen. Because if you don't have the choice, it means you're a slave. And God has called us to be a free people, to freely serve him, freely love him. And so he placed this tree in the garden, the tree of good and evil. And he said to man, you choose this day. This is my rules. You know, I do not want you to eat of this fruit. You know, and if you do eat of this fruit, you will die. So he gave man that choice. And knowing man, knowing us and our sinful nature, our inquisitive nature, we did exactly that. We ate of the tree of good and evil. And on that day, God already had worked out the plan. The plan was Jesus, that he would send Jesus to the earth. And there was no other form that Jesus could come but in the form of a man, because dominion and authority was given to man, and God wanted to restore that dominion and authority. So he sent Jesus in a form of a man. Amen. And he then became that sacrificial lamb that redeemed us of our sin, that God could then forgive us. He became the Lamb of Atonement, so that we could be free, so that our sins could be wiped away. The Bible says that he takes our sins as far as the east is from the west, and he think of it no more. And that is because of the price that Jesus paid on the cross. So when he was born in that stable, when they couldn't find an inn, it was not per coincidence.
Yeah,
it was God's redemptive plan that he would be born in a stable, symbolic of the Lamb of Atonement that he would initially be. And when the wise man came, when they followed the star and the wise man came, even the very gifts that they gave was a symbol of Christ's resurrection, Christ's burial. Amen.
Yeah.
Apostle Brian, you always describe it so nicely, the gifts that he gave.
Yeah.
Can you just share that with us again?
No problem.
How symbolic it was.
So you see, Jesus was the gift. Jesus was the gift and his blood is the cure for sin, you know. And we see the first Adam, which was in the Garden of Eden, you know, that brought about sin. Because through sin, through the first Adam, sin came. And the second Adam, which is Jesus, he take the sin upon himself.
Hmm.
Now, amen, we are taught by his birth that we should remember. We remember his birth and we remember his death. And we see death. So three wise men came to, or Maggie was what they called them, Magi. They followed the star, as you said, Apostle Delia, that pointed them to Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So the three, the Father, the Spirit, the Son, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1, by the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing is established. So that's why there had to be three wise men. It was established that Christ would be born in a stinking stable. It also speaks of humility. Because, we know that lambs, you know, is in stables, you know, they hidden away from the wolves, you know. And the wolf at that time was the natural king who got intimidated by the true king. King Herod, yeah. So the three wise men brought him gold. Gold is a symbolic foot for a king. Amen. This is the saying that, you know what, this is a king.
And it also speaks of purification.
Yeah.
That he was pure.
The true kingdom, and the Bible says, and of this kingdom there shall be no end. This kingdom is from everlasting to everlasting. The second gift that they brought him was frankincense. And that is symbolic of Jesus' divinity. That is symbolic of perfume of worship. You know, frankincense, when they come and they bring frankincense, is an act of worship, you know. And the Bible even says that when they came with the gifts they present, they actually bowed, you know, bowing before this king, acknowledging that this truly is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And the third gift that they brought him, ladies and gentlemen, was myrrh. Myrrh is symbolic to the death of Jesus. They were saying that this king, you know, we've come to worship him. We acknowledge that he's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And we've come to acknowledge him in worship, and we worship before this king. And we're also declaring and prophesying that this very king will be one day will die on a cross. And this is what they do after a body is taken, you know, to prepared for burial. They put myrrh and they balmed the body out. So they were prophesying, amen, that this king would one day die for the sin of all men. And so we see this. We see this witnesses at the baptism of Jesus. We see the three again there. We see the Father, the Son, and the Spirit, the voice of the heaven open, the voice of God saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased." And the dove, a white dove that descended upon the head of Jesus on his baptism. So we see the three again. It's established. And in Matthew chapter 17, verse 1 to 9, we see even at this Jesus' the transfiguration, when he was transfigured, there was again three. Amen. Hallelujah. At his Peter, James, and John. Amen. And so who came to visit Jesus at this transfiguration? It was Moses, and it was Elijah, and it was him. And so Moses was a representation of the law. Amen. Jesus said, "I did not come to abolish the law, but I've come to fulfill it." So in the fulfillment, when Jesus came as a babe, you know, in a stinking stable, he came also in the fulfillment of the word. The word was already prophesied that he would come. So he came in the fulfillment of the word. And guess who was with him? Moses. And the second character that was there was Elijah. Elijah, why was Elijah there at the transfiguration? Elijah was the prophetic voice of God. Amen, hallelujah. Before God does anything in your life, you know, you will receive a prophetic word. And so we are living in the prophetic word where God said that he will send his only beloved Son. You know, because God sent kings, God sent prophets, he sent judges, you know, and then he sent his one and only Son. So that through this Christmas, you know, you will have to understand and you get the revelation, you know, that this is a very glorious time where God sent His Son. And that's why we can celebrate Christmas. That's why we can come together. That's why this is a time, you know, of fulfillment of the Word of God, but also a fulfillment of restoration. So I believe prophetically that God is restoring things to your life. He's restoring your health. He's restoring your relationship with your family members. He's restoring things that is out of sync, because Christ came on a mission and a commission. He came for all mankind. And this is the powerful thing about God that I love. You know, when Christ hung on the cross, He hung open arms. That means, that is symbolic to everyone is welcome who call upon His name. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll have to go back to a song. But when we come back, we will talk a little bit more. We will unpack and then we will conclude, you know, the true meaning of Christ. And like I said, you know what? If there's anything that you will forget about this program, just remember this. Jesus is the reason for this season and for every day of your life. Jesus is the reason. Praise be to God.
Welcome back. Welcome back, beloved. So we're speaking about this plan of redemption that God had to send His Son Jesus Christ back to the earth, or to earth, so that He could redeem man back to God. You know, and when God wants to do something in the earth, He always partners with a man, Apostle Brian.
Sure.
He always partners with a man. And the Bible says in Matthew that He gave Joseph a dream. He appeared to Joseph in a dream. And He said to Joseph, Joseph, son of David, this is Matthew 1, verse 20, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call His name Jesus, for He will save His people from their sins.
Sure.
Amen. So you see, God planned this very, very time, the birth of Jesus Christ, that would become our Redeemer, our Kinsman Redeemer.
Sure.
The one that would save us from sin, the one that would save us from an eternity in hell. Because we are, we are guilty. When Adam and Eve ate that fruit in the garden, they became guilty.
That's what the scripture says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory
Amen.
Of God.
Amen. Sure. They trespassed against the instruction of God. And many a times we are in the place where we are. We're going through the things that we go through because of disobedience. Disobedience to God and His Word. Disobedience to the laws that God put in place in the earth. We disobey His will, you know, and then we suffer the consequences thereof. And many times we even blame God and say, and ask, Lord, why am I going through this? Why have You put me through this? It's not God that puts you through this. It's your disobedience. The Bible says in Isaiah 1 verse 19 that if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the best of the land. So Jesus came and He became that redemption, our Kinsman Redeemer, the one that would set us free from slavery to sin,
yeah.
The one that would wash our lives clean, that would cut us loose from slavery, from condemnation, from guilt. And He did all of that on the cross. The Bible says He willingly gave His life when He appeared before Pontius Pilate. When Pontius Pilate was interrogating Him, He said to Pontius Pilate, I do not, I give my own life away. What is that phrase that He said to Pontius Pilate?
Nobody takes my life from me. I give my life. I've come for this purpose. Another scripture says that for this purpose was the Son of God made manifest, to destroy the works of the devil. So even when Jesus was born in that stable, it is for this purpose. There was a
Amen.
Purpose why Jesus had to come to the earth in the form of flesh.
Amen. so that we could be free, so that we no longer are condemned. When you come to the Lord, when you say, Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Jesus, I am sorry for the life that I've lived. Come and live within me. If you say the prayer of salvation, then you are taking that blood that Jesus shed on the cross of Calvary, and you are saying, Lord, wash me clean. Lord, I apply your blood to my life. I want to be new. I want to be whole. I want to be cut loose from slavery to sin. I want to have a new, I want to be a new creation, and I want to have a new life in you. When you do that, you are applying the very blood that Jesus died on the cross for to your life, and you are handing your life over to Jesus Christ. That is the reason why he came. That is the reason why he was born. That is the reason why he entered this earth.
And you also had to be obedient, Pastor Delia. You know, many people can do the celebrations without the obedience.
Yes.
You know, and even when the angel Gabriel came to the Virgin Mary, you must understand, in those times, in those days, if you are a child without being married, they could have killed you.
Yeah.
You know, the law was required to stone you to death.
Yeah.
You know, but God had it all worked out, and he had it all planned out, and he used Mary, and Mary also, you know, she had to say, Lord, according to your will, according to your word, be it unto me, according to your will, you know, and she, God used Mary, and she was born from a Jewish descent. Amen. Mary, the Virgin Mary, and you know, all these things, Christ had to be obedient. You know, he had to be obedient even to the point of death, the death on the cross. And the Bible say, wherefore God has given him the name that is above any other name, because of his obedience. He had to fulfill all the requirements. Christ came and to fulfill all the requirements of the law. He gave his own very life for humanity so that no one is without an excuse. He went to the cross, slaughtered as a lamb that was slain. He went into Hades, stripped Satan of all the rights and authority, showed his disciples his resurrected body, ascended into heaven, and now is seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us. So Christ in himself, he had to be obedient to every requirement, law that was there, but he fulfilled it, amen, because of his obedience. And today, you know, if you fulfill his obedience in your life, and not just celebrating Christmas because of the day, you know, but saying, God, you know what? I am a sinner and I need Christ. This is an opportunity. This is an opportune time for you, amen, to give your heart to the Lord, to say, God, I surrender. I come just in simple and honest obedience before God and say, God, I have sinned against heaven and I have sinned against you. Please forgive me. And it's just like that criminal on the cross, Pastor Dele, when even there on the cross, it displays the power of God. Imagine if Christ was not born, amen, then obviously he wouldn't have died to go to a cross. Anything that is born out of natural descent must die. Amen. We all will die. So if Christ wasn't born from natural descent, you know, from heaven descent, but naturally, he wouldn't have gone to a cross, and there wouldn't have been forgiveness for that criminal on the cross.
Amen.
And so God, you know, the Bible say, you know, whatever the enemy meant for evil, God is able to turn it around for the good of those who love him. And so today, you know, even in this period of time, I know people is going to drink themselves in a state, you know, we'll see that there's
parties.
An end of year, you know, when we see the trolleys in the shopping malls, we see the trolleys is stacked with the black labels and the bottles of whiskeys, and people is just stacking up because they are preparing themselves for a great time of jolly. And I'm nothing wrong to enjoy yourself, amen, praise be to God, but the enemy is a liar. And even in this time, and instead of doing that, instead of, let us not commercialize Christmas, but truly reflect on who Christ truly is, and reflect on that if, amen, I call upon his name, that there is grace and mercy for me, there is forgiveness at the feet of Jesus for me. And if I'm just honest and open to myself, and if I'm just obedient, say, God, you know what, I am a sinner, I need your grace. I tell you today that Christ will come. The Bible says, anyone that calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you ask your father for bread, he will not give you a stone or a snake. So if you ask God for forgiveness, if you ask God for his mercy, he will come. Christ will come. This is the reason for the season why Jesus came. He came to forgive us. He came to bring redemption, and he came to bring salvation. He is the Christ.
Amen.
He is the risen Lord, our
yes.
only hope. And in him we put our trust. In him is our hope.
Yes.
Our belief is in him.
In
there is
him
no other way. The Bible says in the book of Acts, in him we live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. You do not need to go into this Christmas, into this new year, without the saving grace of Christ. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. And this is the true reason why Jesus came to the earth. We're going to go back to a song. And when we come back, we are going to pray, because I believe there's a lot of people that needs prayer in this time.
Mm.
The lonely people, the forsaken people,
the Jesus.
Lost people, they need Jesus. You don't need another bottle of whiskey. You need Jesus, because
Amen.
when you touch your life will never be the same again. Praise be to God. Stay on the dial, ladies and gentlemen, as we listen to this song. And when we come back, we are going to pray.
Welcome back, beloved. And so, as Apostle Brian was just ministering right now, if there's someone out there that has heard this message and you are saying, Jesus, please come and save me. For those that are just feeling alone right now, those in a hospital bed, those in prison, not able to be with your families and you're feeling so alone, those
yes,
that have
Lord.
Lost loved ones, I want to say to you that Jesus is in his word, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. You are not alone if Christ is the center of your life. And if you want to make him the center of your life today, you know, Jesus is right here calling you, calling on your name. And he says, if he knocks on the door of your heart and you open that door, he will come in and have supper with you. He will come in and have communion with you. And so if you want to make Jesus the center and the purpose of your life today, just say these words after us.
Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I open the door of my heart and I invite Jesus Christ to live within me. I repent of my sin. Wash me with your blood. Cleanse me from my sin. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. Amen. Hallelujah. Friend, if you've prayed that prayer, I want to say this afternoon to you, that Jesus loves you with an everlasting love. And, you know, I want to say this afternoon, you know, walking with Jesus, get into a Bible-based church, get some good Christian friends, read your Bible, you know, and experience the love of Jesus, not only on Christmas, not only in this, as we're entering into this new year, but every day of your life. When a man finds Christ, he truly finds his purpose. When a man finds God, he's on his way to his destiny. I declare this afternoon that your life will never be the same again. I just want to pray quickly. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before your throne of grace and mercy, Father. Lord, I pray for each and every listener. I pray for those that will hear this message under the sound of my voice. I pray that the Holy Spirit will be their guide, their comforter, their counselor, their Godfather. I pray, Father God, Lord Jesus, as they journey, my God, Lord, even as we go into this new year, I pray, my God, Lord, that there where this hospital, on hospital beds, where people are, Lord, feeling, Lord, lonely, feeling dismayed, troubled, Father God, Lord, those that have lost a loved one, even over this period of time, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you will comfort those who mourn, Father. We pray, my God, that you will be a friend, my God, to the friendless, a hope to the hopeless, Father. I pray, Father, that people experience your great presence. Lord, even where people are sitting in their dining rooms on Christmas afternoon, having lunch together, I pray, Father, and opening up of gifts, my God, I pray that they will truly open up the gift of Christ, the gift of salvation, and that people will not only celebrate Christmas, my God, but that we will celebrate, my God, that we will forgive others, Father God, that we, Father God, will help others, my God, and celebrate others, my God. And Lord, I just pray for restoration, family restoration. I pray, my my God, for marital restoration. I pray, Father God, that you will bind people together in cords of love and in unity, my God, for your name's sake, Father. And Lord, Father God, today we celebrate and declare that Jesus is alive to the glory of God. Father, your word declares no good thing what you withhold from those who walk uprightly. Father God, today let your kingdom come, let your will be done. Can we just lift our hands wherever you are by faith? May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you, and may he fill you with peace. I declare and decree that you are blessed in the city and blessed in the country, and whatever your hands find to do is blessed by God. In Jesus' mighty name we prayed. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. So today, beloved, we want to say a blessed Christmas with your family. A blessed Christmas. May you have a fantastic day, and know that you are highly, highly favored and deeply loved by God.
A blessed Christmas, everyone. Enjoy this time with your families. To those that are still fortunate, enjoy this time. Be at peace. And know that it's a privilege to be alive, a privilege to be around your loved ones. Do not take it for granted for these many that do not have that privilege. May the Lord bless you. May he bless your homes. May there be celebration, laughter, joy, peace in your homes, in Jesus' name. Next week, we are talking about journeying with God. We're looking towards the new year and what God has in store for us. So do not miss that podcast. God bless. God bless.
God bless.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.